and the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with beasts, may be used in any other use, but ye shall in no wise eat of it. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times. Make thee 2 trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camps. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Also he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. Even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, both for the candlestick, and also for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, He saith. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. Tell them, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel. But say unto them, The days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. Behold, every one that useth proverbs shall use this proverb against thee, saying, As is the mother, so is her daughter. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the way, at the head of the 2 ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright, he consulted with images, he looked in the liver. But I say unto you, Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That's not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. And they that use this world, as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Therefore I write to these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, and thine often infirmities. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Use hospitality one to another without grudging.